Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, now 8:47 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County pandemic death toll reaches 85. Nearly 98,000 people have been tested in the county.
Two.
Saliva testing for COVID-19 is now an option in Sedgwick County, but results may be slower.
One.
Senate Republicans moving ahead with a plan to nominate Supreme Court Justice. They say they have the votes. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got a traffic accident. This is on Broadway, south of 37th Street North, so south of where I-235 goes past there. Again, that's on Broadway. Watch for a slowdown in that area. Avoid it if you can. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 76 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 56. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 85. Now a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and 64 degrees. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And you may want to take part of the Steve and Ted poll question. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com. September is National Chicken Month. Who has the best fried chicken? And these are the results of this poll is now closed, but these are the results. Churches came in at 6%. KFC at 17%, Popeyes 22%, Chick-fil-A 24%, and number one, Stroud's 31%.
It is hard to argue with that result there.
There you go.
Definitely.
So we've got a new question now. staying with the food theme, September is National Potato Month. What is your favorite spud serving? Here are the choices: baked, French fries, hash browns, potato soup, or mashed.
I've got some results here.
Really? What's coming in there? French fries?
French fries still in the lead, but we do have a change from a little while ago, actually. French fries is in the lead, 39% of the vote. Now all alone in second place, hash browns, 22%.
Oh, really? How about that?
Baked potato and mashed potatoes are tied, 17%. Down there at the bottom, potato soup, 6%. You know, I have had some really great potato soups.
There you go.
Those can be really, really good on a cold day.
It's the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. You are welcome to participate. Much like everything else in life, the coronavirus is shaking up traditional Halloween plans.
This is House Call for Health. Is it safe to trick-or-treat this year? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is advising against it due to the coronavirus. Issuing its guidelines for Halloween, they're discouraging door-to-door trick-or-treating, indoor parties, and haunted houses. And while the popular staple of Halloween is a costume with a mask, they're suggesting non-mask costumes because they're often made for ventilation, so a regular face mask should be worn instead. Urging Americans that many of the traditional festivities for the holiday can be high risk for spreading viruses, the agency suggested several safer alternative ways to participate in Halloween. Low-risk activities include carving pumpkins, outdoor scavenger hunts, virtual costume contests, and outdoor movie nights. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks shrugged off an early slide and closed higher on Wall Street Tuesday, the S&P 500 climbing 34 points. led by solid gains in technology and communications stocks and companies that rely on consumer spending. Banks, healthcare, and energy stocks closed lower. The Dow gained 140 points. The Nasdaq climbed 184 points. Well, it looks like a Spirit acquisition may be going south. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Bill, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Spirit had hoped to be able to purchase ASCO Industries of Belgium. The deal was announced in May 2018, but it has a termination date of October 1st. Spirit Management says in the filing that it's unlikely that the European Commission requirements can be met. The purchase price on that deal, $650 million, but that dropped to $420 million due to regulatory delays and a cyber attack against that company. Wesley Healthcare has a new chief nursing officer. Jane Ritter will join Wesley, coming from Wichita Falls, Texas. She's currently chief nursing officer at United Regional Healthcare System and vice president of the organization's patient care services. Ritter will start her new job October 26th. She's been a registered nurse for more than 30 years. And a list of coolest and the list of the coolest things made in Kansas has been whittled down to the final eight. The Kansas Manufacturing Council began the contest earlier this month with 16 finalists. It's a bracket-style contest being determined by online public vote. One product is from Wichita. It's called Revit from BG Products. It'll automatically rev auto engines so technicians can increase RPMs needed during services. The winner will be announced October 6th. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
We had breaking news in the half hour this morning. The Kansas Comet Gale Sayers passing away at
the age
of 77. Born in Wichita, raised in Omaha, and then went to KU, and he was a huge star there. What a football player that guy was.
The Kansas Comet. Then he went from KU to the
Chicago Bears. Had a great career there. And then, for those of you who may remember the movie, made for TV movie, what was it called? Brian Song. About Gale Sayers' relation with Brian Piccolo of the Bears. Terrific movie and a great, great theme. Gale Sayers, a real hero. And again, born in Wichita. How about that?
You bet.
All right. So what else?
All the greatest running backs are from Wichita, aren't they?
Well, that's true. That's true. This is a running back symbol right here.
Okay? You bet.
This is National Great American Pot Pie Day. I don't know if you eat pot pies as a kid back in Kansas City. I'm sure you did.
I'm kind of indifferent on pot pies.
Are you really?
Pies.
You got the flaky crust. I liked them as a kid. I really liked them when I was younger. I still like them. Chicken, beef, pork, vegetables.
Right.
I love the pot pie.
I like a good shepherd pie with that mashed taters on there.
Oh, shepherd pie. Well, there you go. It's always the food, isn't it? You heard our poll.
Oh, yeah, it's all about the food.
Our poll question about your favorite potato here in Potato Month at the Steve and Ted poll on our webpage, knssradio.com. And did you say you want to write in something on favorite potato dish?
Absolutely, I want to write in something. I can't believe you included it. It's loaded potato skins.
I don't know. I'm going to call that.
With a bunch of cheese and a bunch of bacon and some sour
cream. We'd have put that in our appetizer poll at some point. But, you know, I guess you could, that'd make a good main course, I guess. Yeah.
Other than that, I'd probably go for fries or mashed.
Yeah. Last night at our house, St. Shelley whipped up some homemade cheeseburgers. And they were...
Man.
Outstanding.
Have them on a grill or inside?
No, on our Gen Air there in the kitchen. How about that?
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you, Bill. Coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program, 9 o'clock this morning. Drew Holden's is going to be on. He's an author, and they're going to be talking about the vacancy on the Supreme Court. That's coming up on the Glenn Beck program. 9 o'clock this morning in our news, President Trump planning to reveal his Supreme Court nominee Saturday. That news coming up 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck. Rush Limbaugh news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 64 degrees.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.